Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Harsh, back from vacation. Hope you've been good. Tigers have not been good. Our last show I did was Friday, July 11th. And look, there was an all-star break mixed in, so it kind of skews the scale here a little bit. But the Tigers have won one game. It is July 24th. They won one game while I was gone. It happened to be the one game I watched because it was a Sunday ESPN game. And in that Sunday ESPN game, Scuba was great. The Tigers got some clutch hitting late in the game. But they haven't been scoring a ton of runs. The starting pitching hasn't been great. The bullpen has had its issues. But we have a week to go to the trade deadline. They're still in a really good spot that shouldn't be lost. Teams go through losing skids. Like I tried to provide some perspective here. Top three teams in baseball. Milwaukee started 0-4 and have also had a 2-7 stretch mixed in. Houston, this past Saturday, they ended a stretch of losing 7-8. Toronto lost 8-9 early in the year. These are now the three best records in baseball. Detroit has lost 9-10. Yep. When you're in the middle of it, we say this all the time, when you get into a losing streak, sometimes you feel like you're never going to win again. And there's a reason why we kept talking about how baseball seasons are long. And when they get into a losing streak, remember what they are capable of. Because truly, if you get to the postseason, all right, and you recapture whatever made you the best version of yourself during the year, you're gonna be a problem. If you get to the postseason and you hit one of these skids, you're going to be out quickly. Now, Ken just brought something up that's worth monitoring, and that is, how do the Tigers fit in the American League? Because right now, the Tigers are in a position where they wouldn't get a first-round bye. And that, to me, is still a big deal. I like starting the ALDS with Scooble. And not having to wait a couple games to pitch Scooble or a game or two. You know? 248-539-9797. Last year, Tigers, we were happy to get in, right? This year, it's about giving themselves the easiest path to get to the World Series. This format, the top two division winners get a bye. The Tigers are right now in the third spot of division winners. So it's a very valid point brought up by Kang. Where do you fit in the American League?
Yeah, and that's what concerns me. Like I said, I'm not crazy concern about the division. It's more about the overall. You know, the Lions, Dan Campbell mentioned it all the time, easiest path, right, in the tournament. You want that first round bye. That's why they're fighting so hard, tooth and nail, to the end. Unfortunately, the Vikings in the same division, you know, didn't even guarantee them they would get a home playoff game. So, yeah, you want the path of least resistance, and that's a first round bye.
248-539-9797 allows you to set up your pitching. It's obviously a round that you don't have a chance of getting bounced. And it means your opponent might not be able to line up their pitching the way they want. Let's go to Aubrey next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Aubrey.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Thank you.
First of all, you and Kang and Gator do a terrific job. Good, easy listen in the middle of the afternoon.
Thank you.
Kang kind of shot down. You're welcome. Ken kind of shot down my argument a little bit, but you just touched on it again. 162 game season, you're going to have streaks like this, right? Mm-hmm. I think the key, in my opinion, is this. Let's not close our eyes and say nothing to see here. There are some issues that obviously need to be addressed. Let's address those and then understand, and someone said it earlier, kind of water finding its level, just like we've lost 9-10. At some point, we may win 9-10, right? And we just have to continue to believe that that's what's going to occur while concurrently Scotty Harris addressing the needs that this team has. If we do that, I think this team will be perfectly fine. If we don't, you know, that 14-game lead that we had a few weeks ago was awful, not, and this team was not really as good as we thought they may have been. So that's really kind of my take right there, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a pretty rational take, in my opinion. You know, I hope, and I can't imagine Scott Harris is going to let the trade deadline come and go without doing something significant. And there are players that would feel like they should help this team, and it's their job, his job, to do something we haven't seen him do yet, and that's buy. He's done a lot. You know, he signed some free agents. The net-net of his free agent signings has been good. There have been bad ones mixed in, but overall they're better because of his free agent signings. He's traded for prospects. Good. I mean, you know, they've gotten some guys that have proven to be very, very valuable in the short term and what might have value long term. They've seemed to have drafted pretty well. They've stockpiled some young talent. And now it's a matter of, all right, what happens when he tries to buy? We don't know. We've never seen this before, right? So it's kind of important. It's kind of important what he does next.
Indeed it is. Thanks again. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Jay is in White Lake and next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Jay.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
Good.
I'm not even on the panic scale yet. My buddies are all telling me I'm seeing everything through rose-colored lenses, but I'm pretty high on a nervous scale, but I'm not even there on the panic. Without sounding, you know, ignorant, I guess where I'm coming from is, you know, you take your three heavy hitters, you know, you take Harris, you take AJ Hinch, and you take Fetter, and you take the team itself and the farm system and all these moving parts that have been functioning so well and so efficiently all season long. I guess I'm at the point where I'm comfortable putting my trust in these guys. I think they deserve it. I think the players deserve it. I think the staff deserves it. And so I'm not gonna start freaking out about anything because I think they've proven that they know what they're doing day in and day out. And yeah, we're in a slump. And like you've said, all the big teams in both leagues have gotten there. And had these slumps so far this year, you know, it's our turn. But I don't see it as us falling off a cliff. We're in a dip. We're going to come back. And again, maybe I'm looking at things too rosy of a lens. But I'm trusting these guys that, in my opinion, have earned everybody's trust over how well they've played, how well the players have played this year, and how well the guys have managed the team. So that's where I'm at.
You know, I mean, you brought up the people at the top of the food chain. Harris.
Yeah.
AJ Hinch, Chris Fetter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say that they have proven to be rather competent in their time here in Detroit. I think that's a safe
Absolutely.
Assumption. That's not over the top. And yeah. So they didn't suddenly become incompetent, right? I mean, they have an idea what they're doing. And because of that, you know, we'll see how they handle what is a in-season, let's call it what it is. This is an in-season, two-week crisis. It's a two-week crisis. It's not unusual for good teams to meet a crisis like this. I mean, AJ's been such a steadying force, and he's talked about, you know, each day, the reason they've been able to cut losing streaks short through the beginning of the year, and there were three-game losing streaks. That is a remarkable, pain-free first half of the season. That is
Absolutely.
A fan base.
And you can either freak out over intangibles or you can rely on tangibles. And that's what I'm choosing to do because the tangibles, the information I have is so far they have done really well and so have the players. So I'd rather lean on that and have the confidence that we're going to come out of this and get better than panic over things that haven't happened yet. I'd rather base it on reality than, oh my God, I got my crystal ball in front of me and I think this is going to happen and that's going to happen. And all that's going to do is give everybody a headache. I mean, I am curious, you know, what's going to happen at the trade deadline. That's going to be interesting. But I'm not interested out of a sense of panic. I'm interested out of genuine interest that I'm hoping that they're going to do what I expect them to do and you know, give us some more solid players on the team that can contribute and get us further down the line. But yeah, I'm not freaking out.
You know what? You mentioned the word panic. A panic move by the Tigers would be moving a Max Clark or Kevin McGonigal for anything that doesn't make you say, wow. Right? If they were to move on from Max Clark and a Kevin McGonigal, you would feel like the what they would get back would be such a wow. Holy crap. I go getting three players from the Diamondbacks who have a whole bunch to sell. Like if they got Lourdes Gurriel, Eugenio Suarez, and Zach Gallen. I mean, I'm just throwing names out there, right? But it's something that makes you go, whoa. Like the Skeens thing has never, in my opinion, ever been real. But, you know, it would be clear that it would take talent like that to go get Skeens that would make you go, wow. I shouldn't have brought it up because every time you do it gives it legs and that it just seems like such a far-fetched possibility. But look, man, is there moves to be that when you have a deep organization with a lot of talent, that means teams might be interested in the guys you have ranked 6, 7, 8. Because your 6, 7, 8 might be better than somebody else's 1, 2, and 3.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
You know, I mean, the Tigers, it depends on the eye of the beholder. Major League teams have scouts everywhere following every team's organization. So they know what they're trading for. They got people that are coming to them and telling them, I think Tyron Lorenzo, and I'm just using this as an example, but I think he's better than anything that the Mariners have to offer. I'd rather have Tyron Lorenzo than anybody from the Mariners organization. That might be the opinion of a scout. I have Jose Briseño more than anybody in the Yankees organization. It could work the other way too. They might be interested in the number 6 guy in the Yankees organization more so than the number 2, 3 guy in the Tigers organization. They're not all created equal. But do the Tigers have the material to make a big move? They do. I think panic move would be trading one of those top guys for a move that doesn't make you say, wow. 248-539-9797. Let's get into some of the specifics because there's reporting out there about names like Sandy Alcantara, Zach Gallen, Eugenio Suarez. We'll get to that next, plus your phone calls and feedback. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.